Simeon Ratner is a young man who I recently met, and we quickly became friends. He is somebody who I don't know if he normally would have such a desire to go live on the air, but he's involved in such an important cause that he felt, given the opportunity to go on the air and ask people for help and explain what he's doing, he's not going to turn us down. And with that in mind, I thank him for being here this morning at JM and the AM. He's been involved with Israeli efforts since he started the first collection for Israel in the state of New Jersey on Monday, October the 9th, just 2 days after the brutal massacre of so many of our brethren. He was invited to the Tzanchanim in December to observe a drone mission on the northern border, and then he decided to commit his efforts, for the most part, to getting to these units the drones that they needed. Since then, he has sent drones and dozens of drones plus drone equipment to multiple units who are fighting on the Israeli borders and at Israeli bases, with plenty more on the way. He is officially a campaign manager of the Ari Fold Project, because if you want to support his work, you do it through arifold.org. We'll explain that. And they have helped him facilitate his efforts to get this critically needed equipment where it needs to get to in Israel. Simeon Ratner, a pleasure to welcome you to JM and the AM.
Thank you very much.
So literally, the war starts, and before the actual war had started, this massacre occurs, and you, like so many others, felt, I got to jump into action, I got to do something. Why drones? This is an area of specialty for you. Is it something that you've been fascinated as you've grown up? Why was the thing chosen for you to do to get drones to Israel?
So the main reason why I got into drones was because I wanted to save as many lives as I possibly could. I had been involved with other things since October 9th, and I only became involved with drones in December. I started with medical equipment at Care One, and Care One was really incredible.
Meaning Care One and TNAC was a great drop-off point to help coordinate everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started the first drop-off point, and it quickly went viral the first week, that first day, I should say. TNAC Road was just lined with cars waiting to come in, and we were sending all different types of items, and the Care One management and the Strauss family came in, and we ended up sending plane loads of medical equipment to Israel. They were really incredible. Then in November, I went to Israel for 5 weeks. Among other things, I joined Zaka in the mission in the kibbutzim in the south and was helping them clean up the remains of those who were killed on October 7th. And one of the main Zaka members who actually was staying at his house for a few weeks, Eli Chazan, his son was a captain in Tzanchanim, and he said to me one day, you were invited to go up north and to go on a drone mission to observe why drones are so important. So I drove up there, got special access. I saw what they were doing with them. And I immediately realized that this was going to be the biggest thing.
Did they know you had a fascination and some access to drones, or?
No, I had no access to drones. I had no fascination with drones. It was
just, you were just shown why they're so vital. So to the layman, to the average guy sitting 6,000 miles away, why are drones so vital to the safety and security of our brethren in Israel?
So not to go into so much detail, but they allow soldiers to see what's ahead of them and to coordinate their missions because of that information. And it really helps them with many life-saving opportunities.
So in the old days, I'm assuming these information-gathering missions were done by spies and scouts and dogs and maybe other animals and, you know, whatever sophisticated equipment they can come up with. The drones, I have to assume, the way, again, average guy who only sees drones at a chuppah, frankly, I would have to assume that because of the incredible view that they give from above and the capability really to fly, I mean, this is something that you know better than me, to fly into different areas and to infiltrate different areas and reflect that information back to those who are flying the drones, I guess it's priceless compared to the old days in terms of their intelligence and information gathering capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. In the past, they would need a helicopter sometimes, right, to get a view from above. And now every unit has their own personal helicopter view of what's going on, which just gives them incredible capabilities and intelligence of what's going on in front of them. And it not only helps save soldiers, but it also helps save civilians in combat zones. Right. Because if you fly a drone ahead of you and you find a civilian or a group of civilians, that's a lot safer than a group of soldiers in any country, or however moral a group of soldiers are.
Right.
Because you could see them with the drone camera and determine where to go, where the right, enemy is, where the civilians are.
In addition,
they're using them to help locate hostages.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Well, one would have to assume that the most recent hostage bodies rescue of this past weekend, drones had a major role in it. You'd have to assume that, right?
It's a safe assumption.
Right. Do you have any idea how many of your drones are already being used in Israel? Like, you have any clue how many you've been successfully been able to fundraise for and send over there?
So dozens and dozens and dozens. However, some are more
sophisticated than others.
Sophisticated than others. So right, doing a count, like one drone can be the equivalent, you know, in terms of, let's say, price of a few of another drone. So, and it depends on what they're using them for, but yeah, it's dozens and dozens.
And they are, I assume, detectable by the enemy, but it's almost, I don't want to say irrelevant because you don't want to lose equipment, but the reality is, thank God, if they do shoot down a drone, they're not shooting down, you know, a manned aircraft or, you know, hurting anybody in the process. Obviously, you don't want to lose the drone, but obviously from that standpoint, it makes things safer for the soldiers as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do get you know, shot down, right, but
are they working on a drone that's undetectable, or that's that's way beyond anything that's realistic today?
No, that doesn't as far as I know, that doesn't exist. Not in
all right. Simeon Ratner is here. I have to give out this information first because there are people listening right now who are so anxious to actually have a real role in helping our brothers and sisters in Israel, especially along the border and in army bases in north and south, etc. Your goal, I assume, is to get as many drones to as many units as possible, right? The more they have collectively, the better the safety and security is going to be.
So when I first started, when I didn't know as much, I thought it was quantity.
Right.
But now I know that it's quality over quantity, getting the right drone to the right units with the proper protection for that drone so it doesn't crash right away.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of the reasons why.
So you're not sending flimsy equipment over there. You're sending some really hardcore, up-to-date, state-of-the-art drones.
Yeah, for sure. It depends on the drone. Some are more sophisticated than others, depending on the need. But pretty much that's why there are not that many people in the small drone world in the Israel efforts. I want to emphasize, because some donors, they call me up and they're like, you know, do you know this guy? Do you know that? And we all know each other,
right,
for the most part. And I pretty much tell them that the reason why it's such a small world is if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to waste a lot of money, right, because it's so nuanced. And I've been doing this in all my free time over the past 5 months, and I'm still learning every single day. And it's complicated stuff, and you just have to really have people that you work with that you trust. I have a team in Israel on the ground that's helping me work with the units that come with requests to really determine that all the drones that, you know, they're asking for are the drones that they need, and then providing them with everything that they need to make sure that after a 2 days, the thing is not just going to crash on the ground.
And I'm sure you're fascinated by their expertise. I mean, they're military people, obviously, right? They know what they need and what the capabilities are for them if they have a good piece of equipment.
Absolutely. And I actually have spent time in Israel. I was there in April again. I was round the clock, just running around the entire country. So I had a firsthand view of, you know, a lot of how they're using these drones. And I've learned a lot.
The smaller the better, larger the better. Can one have a state of the art best drone out there, but it's very small, or it's at this stage it still has to be large to include all the different features and equipment that you need in Israel?
So it's all depending on the mission. Some they're very large and that's awesome for that mission, and some they're very small and that's awesome for that mission.
Is it hard for these military people to learn how to fly a drone, or that's something you could do in an afternoon?
So I actually had the privilege of going to one of the bases, and I learned how to fly one of the small drones.
Did it take long?
It didn't take very long.
Because you make a mistake or two, and that's the end of the drone, right?
These drones, I was able to, you know, they have a, they, with this particular drone, it was really very pretty easy to fly. It was a good beginner drone. And if it crashed on the ground, I picked it up and I was able to, you know, go at it again.
It had some durability.
Yeah, it had durability. And then there are other drones that compared to that are much harder. It's sort of a stepping stone. You start with that small one,
right.
Then there's like an intermediate one, and then there's the bigger ones.
We can't overemphasize how important this equipment is in this war, right? If you're wondering how Israel is, thank God, for the most part, we know there have been terrible disasters, but for the most part, is fending off the enemy up north, and for the most part, is making important advances down south, we'd have to assume in 2024 that drones are a major part of all of that. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, some of the units that I work with have told me that the most important piece of equipment that they have are small drones.
And we're talking about units that have tanks and everything else.
Well,
ground offensive is different, I guess, right?
I was referring more to like infantry troops.
Right.
But no, the tank guys, they have a love affair with their tanks.
Right. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. All right. Simeon Ratner is here. Now, in all seriousness, because we hesitate sometimes to feature people on the air who have been in existence for 5 months. You know, it's we like those that have a that are well known to the community. Let's put it that way. The fact that the Arifold Project has invited you to fundraise through their organization and features you as an important part of Israel's security at this point, I think is a tremendous tip of the hat to you. Frankly,
yeah,
and I think
absolutely.
It's going to make a lot of people out there very comfortable that they're overseeing this entire effort.
Absolutely, Rav Arifold was my teacher in Nativ.
Wow,
actually, on October 7th at Musaf, I was on the west side for Simchas Torah,
right,
when the rabbi got up and described what was going on. The first thought that went through my head was, we really need Rav Ari for this one.
Wow.
It's been actually 7 months. And the soldiers that I visited in Israel actually told me that a few months in war is equal to a few years in peace in terms of experience. So, yeah.
Well, unbelievable. But you know what I mean.
Yeah,
people
like
to give to causes with proven track records. Obviously, the work that the Arifold organization is doing is exactly that. The Arifold Project is where the Simeon IDF drone campaign is being housed. They have already raised 1% of their $200,000 goal. And very simply, as you told me off the air, the more money you have, the more drones you could send. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to have a real role in the safety and security of Israel, there's a collection for life-saving drones for the IDF. It's being coordinated by Simeon Ratner, and it's under the umbrella of the Arifold Project. And here's what you do. You go to arifold.org. Again, go to Arifold, F-U-L-D.org. You'll see that they have many amazing campaigns and a whole bunch of very important initiatives that you could support. And right there on the left side, one of the tabs, right there at the front of the page, one of the tabs says to our drones campaign. And that is the campaign that Simeon Ratner is running in order to get as much money as possible in so he can get as many drones as possible out from the U.S. to Israel. Now, obviously, a lot of what you're going through and a lot of the details about all this are not for publication and not for these airwaves. But people should realize this is a very sensitive and very has the capability of being very important, as we describe in the Israel war effort. So I'm encouraging the listeners out there to go to ariful.org, click on the tab toward the left of the page that says Drone Campaign, and participate in the collection of life-saving drones for IDF units. It's literally, as we described, Simeon Ratner, the more money he gets in, the more drones he'll be able to send to Israel and help troops both in the north and south and all through the country. And you have been, one of the ways we know that you're really serious about this is you've been on the phone with some pretty high-ranking officials in the Israeli military who, I don't want to say, because it wouldn't be fair to put it this way, I don't want to say there's desperation in their voice, but there is a level of serious excitement in their voice when they hear you're making progress to get a drone to their unit. What has been some of the reaction from those top officials?
So, yeah, they're very, very excited to incorporate small drones into their missions. And really it's in the beginning stages on, this is all very, very new, throughout the world.
I have to assume most people are probably asking themselves, if this is so important for the safety and security of Israel, shouldn't the government and military of Israel be, you know, importing as many drones as possible and taking on this effort? Now, that question's been asked about a lot of different initiatives that are going on, but the reality is it sometimes takes time for units, and I'm talking about now in the greater scene, units as large as the IDF and the Israeli government to catch up to things like this, right? Sometimes a smaller effort like yours seems to be more immediately effective.
Yeah, so actually, I was actually in your office last week when I got a call from a major general.
Right.
And I asked him that question, even though I have a pretty good understanding from of my own as to why they're not providing the small drones or whatever, or they are, but on a certain level, it's very complicated. So pretty much the major general told me that it's just gonna take procedures, any military, yeah, whether it's U.S. or this or that, it just takes time to incorporate something into their into the way they work.
Do you take these drones personally? Meaning, are they in your suitcase?
No.
How do you get them there?
The thing is we get, we acquire them, in Israel. We're doing everything legally, 100% everything legally.
Meaning they're being produced in Israel? They're being built in Israel?
No.
Where are they manufactured? What country?
So the ones that are being used in Israel are Chinese.
Ah.
Yeah.
And you make arrangements, I'm assuming, for them to be shipped from where they're being manufactured to Israel?
No, because they're already shipped out of China to other places, and then
So wherever they are,
yeah,
you make arrangements to get them to Israel?
No. They already are in Israel.
They're in Israel.
Yeah, and we just get them. We don't send any.
So it's a matter of purchasing them and...
But you have to know where to get them from. There are a number of different, places to get them, and we've sort of narrowed down the best price.
Interesting.
Knowing where to go.
Does China make the best drones in this world, or are there other countries that are more advanced?
As of now, the ones that the soldiers want to use are the Chinese ones.
Interesting. Are any being made in the United States? Is it a big industry here or not?
There are certain ones being made in the U.S. However, the feedback that I've gotten for the past few months is we don't touch that, and we only want the Chinese ones, to put it simply.
Very, very interesting. All right, so in addition to people funding you to get drones to these units, they also know that you've done your research and you're getting the best ones for the units. So,
yeah,
at least the ones that are being requested by the Israeli military.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I usually know when I speak to a unit, the ones based upon what they're doing, I usually know what they're going to request.
Pretty amazing. All right, Simeon Ratner needs some help, everybody, and we're going to give it to him. He's trying to reach a $200,000 goal. Again, it's very simple. The more money that that this campaign raises, the more drones will be in the hands of the Israeli military. And for the reasons that we've explained, or that he's explained this morning, we understand now why they are so vital and so important in all of these missions and all these undertakings by the Army, and why it also puts our soldiers and civilians at less risk, which is also so urgent and important these days. The campaign is being run by the Ari Fold Project. All you do is go to arifold.org. Again, that's arifold.org. Click on the drone tab on the left side of the page. You'll see it. And you can donate right now. They're at just over 1% of their goal. They're trying to get to $200,000. And we hope that everybody at some point in this audience who wants to, one of the things about this audience, as I explained to Simeon, is that people like to give directly to causes that are going to directly go to help the Israeli military win this war. And I have to assume that every penny is used for drone purchase at this point, right? I got to assume that.
Yeah, I've not made a penny on any of my efforts over the past 7 months. And yeah, everything goes to Israel.
That's what I figured. So everybody, if you want to donate, here's your opportunity. Arifuld.org, R-E-F-U-L-D.org. Again, on the left side of the page, you'll see a tab that says Drone Campaign. And you'll see a photo there of Simeon with his drones. And hopefully, if this audience and many others comes through, he'll be able to continue to send drones and drones technology to the areas of Israel that need it. All right, there you go. Kol hakavod to you.
Thank you very much.
A lot of people jumped into action after October 7th and have done a lot of tremendous chesed, but you're the first person I met who on this side of the world is this involved in Israel's military effort, which is pretty amazing. This is an extension of those who sent bulletproof vests, gas masks, and other equipment. This is like, you know, this is equipment that's actually doing some surveillance and fighting, if you will, for us, you know, with the Israeli military.
Well, regarding just, you know, drones in general, yeah. I just want to save as many lives as possible. I was with Zaka in the south, as I mentioned. I was in Barzilai Hospital. I saw a lot of very difficult things. And my goal was to just minimize the amount of suffering there was for the Jewish people in Israel. And one drone has the ability to support an entire unit of soldiers in their mission to keep them safe. So I felt that that would sort of maximize life-saving capabilities.
Amazing. And some of these drones have incredible precision, and I'm assuming can fly in very narrow areas. Right. I mean, there's almost nothing they can't do at this point. And I'm sure it's going to get better and better as time goes on, but they're already at a pretty sophisticated level.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are certain limitations which, you know, they're constantly working on overcoming. And, you know, with new technology and things like that. Also, I'm actually putting soldiers in touch with drone experts to overcome those limitations, and just constantly trying to increase that as much as possible.
Is there an average price of one of your drones? Because someone listening right now may say, you know what, I want to take care of one whole drone going to the Israeli military. Around how much would they have to commit for that?
So each drone is very different, and they can definitely...
But if you're giving X, you're likely funding, you have the potential to fund an entire drone. What would X be? Around... See, if you're giving $5,000, you're gonna, would that be reasonable?
A thousand is enough for let's say the small drone that we deal with.
Wow. So yeah. Someone for $1,000 literally can have one of these in a unit in Israel.
Yeah, support an entire unit. But then obviously, depending on the capabilities that they need, it could be, you know, a lot more than that.
Understood. All right, everybody, go to arifuld.org, arifuld.org. The tab at the left side of the page leads you to the drone campaign. Help Simeon Ratner collect life-saving drones for IDF units. Every penny goes literally to this project, and the big yashar koach to the Ari Fold Project for overseeing this and so many other incredible initiatives in memory of an amazing hero of Israel. Anything else you'd like to add, sir, or did we cover everything?
Yeah, just I'm the grandchild of Auschwitz survivors. Wow. So I really felt that, I had a responsibility, sort of had a responsibility to try to do everything I could to, help out when I saw such a massacre. Actually, my great-great-great-grandfather was an arms dealer in Russia. He sold guns to the Tsars, and he, in the mid-1800s, sent pistols to the Jews in Yerushalayim to help fight back against the Arab riots, and they called them Shmerlach. His name was Shmeryahu Zuckerman. So it's just my parents told me that story during the war, so it was pretty interesting.
Amazing. You have a great legacy, and you're forming your own now, which is pretty amazing. Big Yasher Koach, thank you, Simeon, for visiting us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Simeon Ratner, everybody. Go to ariful.org. The campaign is called Simeon's IDF Drones Campaign. You'll find it on the left side of the page. Support the Ari Fold Project and all its amazing initiatives. And, of course, give what you can to this drone campaign, because every penny that's raised will go to life-saving equipment, literally life-saving equipment for the Israeli military. This is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio, around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.